Texte numéro 76. Reopen the American mind. This fall, as college students filter hesitantly into socially distant classrooms or adjust their Zoom backgrounds for seminars they attend from their bedrooms, the usual debates about the aims of higher education have taken a back seat to more pressing concerns. Many colleges and universities are now fighting for survival. Even before the pandemic upended university budgets, many schools faced challenges: falling enrollments, reduced public funding, and the prospect of corporate restructuring. Now, liberal arts colleges are shutting down at even higher rates, and job losses at colleges are multiplying. Some predict that unless Congress passes a new stimulus bill with aid for higher education, things are about to get much worse. In the midst of such an existential crisis for higher education, is it even reasonable to expect the humanities to survive? At first glance, it might seem that the contentious philosophical and ideological debates that forged conservative and liberal ideas of higher education have little to offer us now. Yet we believe not only that these debates remain relevant, but also that the challenges brought on by the pandemic make them essential to being able to imagine any kind of future for humanistic thinking. Looking back, Alan Bloom, a well-known philosopher, got some things right. He accurately foresaw the fate awaiting humanities departments that neglected the fundamental questions: is there freedom? Is there punishment for evil deeds? What is a good society? How should I live? These were the questions that had always attracted the best students to humanities departments. What did professors expect to happen when they informed those students that the texts humanists had pored over for millenniums were nothing more than vectors of ideology and oppression? Who could blame these students for transferring into economics or computer science, as so many now have? Bloom's argument was not reducible to his case for the great books. His deeper point was about authority. Bloom understood the vulnerability of democratic institutions to the forces of technocracy, greed, materialism, and an immoderate individualism. If the university did not continue to be valued above all for its capacity to introduce America's future leaders to a robust dialogue about the virtuous life and the just society, he warned, it was clear what other masters it would come to serve. In considering why and how the humanities continue to matter to those outside campus walls, perhaps we will arrive at new insights about how to revitalize our conversations within them. At the very least, we will be able to credibly claim that we have finally matched the inherent elitism of humanistic inquiry with the democratic faith in everyday intellect that has always characterized the American mind at its most open. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2020.